稣将大使命颁布给我们，要我们使人做主的门徒。今日我们不必踌躇，这里有主的中仆，教导你我规划服事、牧养、训练、拆船与职堂的蓝图。让我们透过这两课中，经历从天上来的赐福。欢迎收听晨曦讲座。
芳华向神的仆人问安，欢迎来到晨曦讲座。晨曦讲座周一到周五提供同工学习进修培训的内容，让我们对服事有更全面宏观的眼界，培养自己成为健康工人，建立健康教会。上个礼拜三开始的曾金发牧师传承跨代的危机与转机是神学院特别讲座，是中英讲道。曾金发牧师引用了诗篇73篇，传讲诗班长亚萨的挣扎。亚萨对当时的现况，恶人亨通，骄傲讥笑人，他找不到答案，内心沮丧，似乎想要放弃。只等到亚萨进到了神的圣所，他才找到了答案。以下我们一块来听曾金发牧师的分享。
世代更替的速度越来越快，面对教会、家庭、组织，上一代与下一代的传承浪潮一波波涌来，什么该留，什么该舍？邀请您一起来寻找定准之锚，勇度跨代挑战。欢迎收听《传承跨代的危机与转机》。
So now we ask ourselves, what exactly did Asaph learn in the sanctuary of God?
到底他进了神的圣所学到了什么？
He learned three important truths he wants to pass on to the next generation.
他学到了三件事情，他想要把这个经验洞见传承给下一代。
And in discipleship, these are the three things we must pass on to the disciples.
当你在做门训的时候，这三个价值观你必须要把它传承给下一代。
The first lesson Asaph learned is that he learned that his evaluation of life was from the wrong perspective.
第一个就是他对生命的评价是来自错误的观点。
We find that from verse 18 to verse 20.
那我们看到18节到20节。
Verse 18, surely you have set them in slippery places, you cast them down to destruction. Verse 19, how they are destroyed in a moment, they are utterly swept away by sudden terrors.
18节说，你实在把他们安在滑地，使他们掉在沉沦之中，他们转眼之间成了何等的荒凉，他们被惊恐灭尽了。
Asaph learned he was looking at life from the temporal and not the eternal.
亚萨他反省自己，哦，原来我是从一个暂时的一个人间的角度来看人生，而不是从永恒的观点来看人生。
And we must learn to evaluate life not from the temporal but from the eternal perspective.
所以我们学到我们不应该来评价我们的人生是用这个暂时的这样的一个观点，而是要从永恒的观点来评价。
And when we make disciples, we must help them evaluate life from an eternal perspective.
所以当我们在门训的时候，我们要告诉我们的门徒，你首先需要从永恒的角度来看你的人生。
Because it's only from the eternal perspective that our values become clear.
只有在从永恒的角度 来评价我们的这人生的价值才是有意义的。
Our values tell us what is ultimately important in life.
从永恒的角度我们才会看到那个终极的价值，我们终极的价值在哪里。
Our values teach us to major on the major, not the minor.
也就是说让我们放在重要的位置，不是把那个次要的摆在重要的位置。
Our values teaches us to live for what really matters.
我们的这个评价应当是要把我们的生命投资在最重要最有价值的永恒价值的事情。
Our values give us a sense of destiny.
然后这样子的一个价值观就会让我们有一种命定，我们有一种永恒的这个趋向。
And those I have the privilege to encourage and disciple in Christ, I want them to live with a sense of destiny.
所以我在门训的时候，我不断的要让我的门徒能够有那个他的人生的命定的这样的一个概念。
That you and I live for the eternal, not the temporal.
你跟我是为了永恒而存在，不是为了暂时的事情而存在。
It all starts with our perspective and our values.
所以从这样的一个观点来看我们的生命。
God has set eternity in our hearts.
因为上帝已经将永生、永恒安置在我们的心里。
He speaks about eternity in the Word of God.
他永恒的价值就述说在圣经的经节当中。
Then how is it we live for the temporal and not the eternal?
那所以为什么我们要把人生放在那个暂时的事情，而不定睛在永恒的价值上呢？
Everything has to do with our perspective, how we see.And our values.
所以你看，你人生的每一个决定，其实都是取决于你的观点。你是从暂时的观点去看，还是永恒的观点去看
？There's a story told of a little boy with a little dog called Paddy.
有一个故事说，一个小男孩跟他的小小的狗叫做 Paddy.
Every day after school, he'll come back and oh, where's Paddy? Where's Paddy? And he play with his little dog.
每天回来放学回来第一件事情就是我的 Paddy 呢去哪里了 我要找那只小狗
One day when he was in school Paddy ran out the house crossed the road and a truck knocked it down and Paddy died
有一天他上学的时候呢他的狗狗 Paddy 就跑出去了然后被车子撞死了
So after school little Tommy came back Where's Paddy? Where's Paddy?
然后这个小男孩 Tommy 回到家的时候他继续在找 Paddy 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 在哪里
And the mother said, "Son, I got bad news for you. Paddy died."
妈妈就告诉这汤米说，很抱歉，孩子，那只狗狗死掉了。
It was knocked down. Paddy was knocked down by the car and he died.
这个 Paddy 呢被车子撞死了。
Old Paddy died, and the little boy just went out to play.
那个小男孩 Paddy, 又跑出去外面继续玩。
Old Paddy died. It's okay. Then the mother was surprised.He took the news so well.
他妈妈很惊讶，这个小孩怎么知道了，死掉了。然后他又继续出去玩。
Few minutes again, he came back. Where's Paddy? Where's Paddy? I told you Paddy died. Son, Paddy died.
可是后来他玩一玩，他回来，他又过来问妈妈 Paddy 呢？妈妈又说
Paddy died.
死掉了。
And this time he cried. Mommy asked why you cried. He said, I thought you said it was Daddy, not Paddy.
结果后来他回来很难过这个知道那只狗他这次终于听清楚了他说他以为是讲 Daddy 死掉了他一点都 不在乎这次听清楚了是 Paddy 那只狗死掉了所以 他这次哭了
For many Christians The Paddies of this world is more important to us than our eternal Daddy
所以对很多的基督徒来讲那只狗那只 Paddy 比我们天上的 Daddy 的事情更重要
We laugh just now because we know it's incongruent Of course Daddy is more important than Paddy
我们听了我们 会觉得好笑因为第一次他听到他好像是 Daddy 比 Paddy 重要
But how true it is The Paddies of this worldThe gold, the silver, the fame means more to many Christians than our eternal Father, our eternal Daddy.
但是值得我们深思的是，今天有多少的神的儿女，他们对于地上的 Paddy 所投注的关注，
My friends,
是不是远远的大过对天上的 Daddy 的关心？
Our values impact our perspective.
我们的价值观就会影响到我们看人生的态度。
What we see and what we are able to see is dependent upon what we treasure in our hearts.
因为我们看这个世界，其实反映我们内心最珍惜、最珍贵的是什么。
So the first lesson that Asaph learned was that his perspective was all wrong.
所以亚萨第一个功课他学到的就是他对生命的评价 他的观点都是错误的。
It wasn't focused on things above, it was focused on things below.
因为他不是 聚焦在天上的事，而是聚焦在地上的事。
It wasn't focused on the eternal, it was focused on the temporal.
他不是聚焦在永恒，而是聚焦在暂时。
And so if we want to pass on things that are worth on to pass on, we must hold fast to the eternal.
所以他终于明白到他的一切的侍奉，他必须要紧紧的抓住永恒，而不是紧紧抓住暂时的。
As pastors, missionaries, and servants of God, we must lay hold of the eternal.
所以不管你是做牧者，做宣教士，你需要紧紧的抓住那个永恒。
We cannot evaluate life from the wrong perspective.
我们不能够从错误的观点来评价我们的生命。
We cannot evaluate church from the wrong perspective.
我们不能够评价我们的教会从一个错误的观点。
The common question we've been asked about the church is how large is your church?
因为很多人在问的问题都是说你的教会有多大。
That's a wrong question.
这是一个错误的问题。
What's the use of having 1,000 Christians or attending church, but they are not deep, they are shallow, they are carnal?
如果这个一千个会友都是又肤浅又属世的，对教会有什么用呢？
What's the use of having 1,000 spiritual babies in the church?
你整个教会装满了一千个属灵的婴孩，你能够有什么贡献？
Where are the men and women of God in the church?
在教会里面，那些属神的弟兄跟姐妹到底在哪里？
Where are those who know that the eternal daddy is far more important than any of the paddies of this world?
到底有多少人明白天上的 daddy 比地上的 paddy 还要贵重几千万倍？
You want to pass on, you must pass on the right values, the right perspective.
所以你要传递的是一个正确的价值观。
You and I must live life for the eternal, not the temporal.
我们要聚焦在永恒，而不是聚焦在暂时。
That's the first lesson Asaph learned.
这是第一个功课亚萨学到的。
The second lesson he learned was that his goal in life was of the wrong desire.
那第二个是他把人生的目标放在错误的渴求。
We find that in verse 21 and 22.
我们看到21节跟22节。
When my heart was embittered, I was pierced within. Then I was senseless and ignorant. I was like a beast before you.
因而我心里发酸，肺腑被刺，我这样愚昧无知，在你面前如同畜类一般。
He said, my heart was embittered.
他说我的心里发酸或是发苦。
Why was it embittered? Because it was embittered by the wrong desire.
他心里会发酸发苦，因为他的生命是被一个错误的渴求所驱动。
He couldn't stand to see the prosperity of the wicked.
因为他没有办法容忍看到那些恶人亨通。
Because he didn't want the wicked to have something desirable, prosperity.
因为他把那个恶人亨通的那些项目当作是一个可喜爱的。
He didn't realize how swift their judgment would be.
他明白说这些的渴求是多么的短暂。
And he didn't realize how temporal these possessions and prosperity is.
那这些财产啊，名声啊，地上的这些所有是何等的短暂。
But most importantly, he didn't realize the condition of his own heart within.
那更重要的发现是他之前不了解自己内心的光景，原来是这样。
Until he went into the sanctuary of God and before the holiness of God, he recognized how evil and wicked his own desires were.
那直到他进了神的圣所，他才知道自己内心的光景是何等的黑暗，何等的邪恶。
Having what we desire may not necessarily be a blessing.
也就是说，我们天天心心念念所渴求的，不见得是一个祝福。
If we receive what we desire, doesn't necessarily mean we are happy.
我们得到了我们所要的那些财富名声，并不表示我们从此就会变得 幸福快乐。
Many people in this world, including Christians, they are pursuing money because they think money will make them happy.
因为这个世界太多的基督徒跟世人一样，他们就是在追求金钱，以为金钱财富就可以让我快乐。
But I know of super wealthy people who are very unhappy.
我见过太多有钱但是非常不快乐的基督徒。
Because money cannot buy happiness.
因为钱买不到快乐。
We forget that.
我们很容易忘记。
Esop said, "My heart was embittered because he recognized the wrong desires within."
那亚撒，他就是在神的圣所里面，他看见自己内心的光景，为什么会这样发酸发苦？因为他有一个错误的渴求。
Oh, my friends, I encourage you live for the eternal.
所以我在此郑重的鼓励大家要为永恒而生。
And be willing to give up everything that's temporary.
然后愿意放弃所有暂时的没有永恒价值的东西。
If you're willing to do that, you have joy that is inside you that is true and real.
如果你这样做，你会得到那个真正从上头来的喜乐。
About 40 years ago, my wife and I left our careers and we joined Singapore Bible College to be students there.
那几年前40年前我跟我的妻子就是离开了我们这个世界上的工作，我们去了新加坡神学院接受装备。
And we decided when we entered Bible College to live by faith, so we took our bank account and gave everything away for missions.
当时呢我们就决定要凭信心过生活，所以我们当时就把银行里面所有的存款通通送给别人。
In fact, when we gave everything for missions, we closed down the bank account because we have no money inside the bank.
然后后来因为我们就把钱都奉献给一些宣教的机构，所以后来干脆把银行的账户也关了，因为里面就没有钱了。
But end of the year, I had a problem. The income tax came. I forgot about income tax. We had to pay.
就到年底的时候，我才发现糟糕，我忘记还要那个国税局还是要我交所得税。
So we wrote to the government, the income tax department, and said, can we pay by installment? We are Bible college students.
然后我就写信给这个国税局说，我们可不可以这个分期付款？因为我现在是神学生，我没有什么钱。
So every quarter, the letter came from income tax, and we pay quarterly.
然后，所以后来我们就拿这个实习费，那就分期付款啊，这个。也每一季付一部分的这个税。
And every time the income tax is due, God marvelously supplied what is needed.
但是所以每一次到了要交所得税的时候，总是会很奇迹的就有人奉献给我们，让我们可以交这个税。
Now some of you might think we as Bible College students with no money we save up for the income tax. We didn't do that. Whatever we had, we gave them away.
你可能以为说我们在读神学院的时候就把这些钱呢攒起来，然后去付税款。No, 我们很多都又奉献出去。
40 years ago, when we were Bible College student, I go to the church to preach. They may give me $20, $30.
当时呢这个。我们做神学生的时候，有时候被邀请去教会讲道，他们会给我们20块新币啊，30块新币的这个讲员费。
If I had $20, Anne and I would take $5 in 4 envelopes and put it in the letterbox of 4 of our Bible College students to bless them.
当时呢，我常常就把这个收到的讲员费，我把它分成4份，然后4个信封，然后我们就把它奉献给其他的同学。
We had no money, but we feel so rich because we have the opportunity to give.
我们当时其实没有什么钱，可是我们内心却觉得我们是如此的富有，因为我们施比受更有福，我们能够奉献出去。
And then every time is due, God provided miraculously.
然后每一次需要付账的时候，总是会有钱进来。
One example, someone knocked on the door and said, I don't know why I'm here, but I was doing banking. This is petty cash. I asked God what to do. He said, come to the Bible college and give it to you.
当时常常发生的是有人 就说我不知道为什么我手上有一些零钱，我就祷告这些钱要怎么用，然后圣灵就感动我说要到新神，然后把那个钱拿给你，拿给我，拿给我。
My friend, trust God to provide for you.
在那个过程我就训练自己信靠上帝的供应。
Because God is faithful to answer prayers.
因为上帝是会很信实的回应我们的祷告。
Every Monday to Friday, we were at the Bible College. The meals are provided.
礼拜一到礼拜五我们在学校，所以都有学餐。
Friday night, we go to a cell group and we tap out the food for Saturday.
然后礼拜五我们去小组，然后那常常会有剩菜剩饭，我们把它打包，然后就礼拜六就可以吃。
Sunday, we go to church and we have lunch at church. The church provide lunch fellowship.
那礼拜天呢？聚会以后又有爱宴，所以我们也有的吃。
We tap out the food for dinner for Sunday dinner.
然后我们又打包了一些，然后就当作礼拜天的晚餐。
And then Monday to Friday is back to Bible College.
然后礼拜一到礼拜五又回到学餐。
We had very little money in those days, but a lot of joy.
我们当时存款里面只有非常非常少的钱，但是我们心中非常非常的喜乐。
One day I came home and said,Oh, I have to walk home today because I have no money for the bus.
有一天，那个我太太说，她必须要走路回家，因为她身上没有钱可以坐公车。
I have only a few coins left. It's not sufficient for the bus fare.
我口袋里面只有几个铜板啊，不够付那个车票。
So I asked my wife, how does it feel when you have to walk home in hot, sunny Singapore?
那我就问她说，在这么热的新加坡的天气，又湿又热，你走路回家心里有什么感觉？
She said, Oh, I have a lot of joy. I was praying and worshiping God and walking home. And I heard that I was very thankful.
我太太就说，其实我走路回家，我就一边走路一边赞美神，我心中充满了喜乐。我听到这个，听到她这样回答，心中非常的感恩。
Otherwise, it would be very terrible if I have a complaining wife. You see, you say, walk by faith, walk by faith. Now we have really got to walk.
我太太如果是不是一个有信心的人的话，她一定回来跟我抱怨。你看，一天到晚说要凭信心，凭信心 ，walk by faith, walk by faith. 我现在真的是 walk by faith, 用走了走回家。
My beloved friends, I'm here to tell you, this world is not our home.
那亲爱的朋友。我告诉你，这个世界不是我们的家。
In many parts of the world, when I go in, the church or organization invite me, will put me up in some facilities, a hotel, accommodations.
那后来我们在这些一些讲道或是宣教的旅程当中，接待单位常常会把我们放在什么旅馆啊，或是任何的什么客房啊的这样的。
I don't walk into a hotel and put my family photo there, put my library there, and change the curtains. Why? It's a hotel room. It's not my home.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你会去到那个房间里面就开始去换一个家具，然后换的窗帘吗？你不会的嘛，因为那个只是一个旅馆，那个又不是你家。
No matter how nice the hotel room is, it's temporary.
那个旅馆不敢布置的多么。漂亮，那只是暂时的。
When I go to New York to teach, they give me a rental car.
我去纽约去教学的时候，他们就租了一部车给我开。
I don't go and polish the car, vacuum the car when I return the car. Why? It's a rented car. It's not mine.
我不会说天天就给他打蜡，去把它清理干净啊，因为那只是。租来的
So this world is not your home.
这个世界不是你的家。
Why do we spend so much time and energy worrying about the temporal things of this world?
我们为什么要花这么大的精力去维持、去想、思想这些暂时的东西呢？
A missionary in India came back home because he was old and sick.
有一位宣教士啊，他从印度宣教很多年，然后回国，因为他这个时候又已经年纪很大，很老了。
And in those days, they came home by boat, and he looked around. Nobody was there to receive him.
那当时他们是啊、旅行都是靠坐船，啊、所以他这个应该是到美国了哈，纽约那边，他下船的时候，没有任何人来欢迎他。
But on the same boat, there was a mayor who went hunting in India. But when he came back, whoa, the band was there, and so many people received him.
但是在同一艘船上面有一个可能是某一个市的市长，他也是去印度，但是他去印度打猎，去那边玩乐。但是回来的时候，哇，一大堆人大阵仗的去欢迎他。
And so the old missionary said, "Lord, I serve you so many years in India. When I came home." Nobody received me, but this man came hunting vacation. So many people received him when he came home.
这位宣教士心里发酸发苦。他说：“我在印度服侍你几十年，我回来没有人欢迎。但是这个市长，他是去吃喝玩乐，去打猎。他回来的时候有这么大阵仗的欢迎。
And then God spoke to him, son, you are not home yet.” Wait till you come home.
但是他听到圣灵微小的声音，对他说：“孩子，你还没有到家。等到你回到真正的家的时候，你就会看，你就会知道。”
This world is not our home. Our home is with God in heaven.
这个世界非我家，我们的家，永恒的家是在天上，是与神同在的。
Don't allow the wrong desires to corrupt your faith and your pilgrimage.
不要让那个错误的欲望渴求误导了你的人生。
您收听的节目是晨曦讲座，我是节目主持人芳华。继续我们一块来听王子音乐，我永恒的家在天上。
我永恒的家在天上，充满了温暖和安详，那里毫无黑暗，美丽如画，街道闪烁着金光。我永恒的家在天上，充满了赞美和歌唱，那里没有咒诅，没有忧伤，生命河如水晶闪亮，我将在其中跳舞欢唱。
价值观影响了我们看人生的态度，从永恒的观点来看人生，你我是为永恒而存在，而非短暂。谢谢您收听今天的晨曦讲座，愿神坚立我们手所做的功，我们手所做的功，愿神坚立。我是芳华，我们下回相约在主里。
如水晶闪亮，我将在其中跳舞欢唱，在世上虽有。